That was Cloud Dead with Rifle Eyes, and that'll do it for this week. I'll be here next week, Wednesday at 3:30, and now the news.
From the WUBT-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUBT News.
The Huckleberry Trail gets extended, Virginia gun sales are thriving, and a famous magazine gets revamped. All that, plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUBT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Stephanie Morris. A new pedestrian bridge is being built in Christiansburg. The Renva W. Knowles Bridge will help pedestrians cross busy Route 114, known as Pepper's Ferry Road, to access the new River Valley Mall. It will extend the Huckleberry Trail over the road for a price of about $1 million. The south side is almost finished, and construction on the north side should begin in a couple of weeks, according to the Virginia Department of Transportation. The bridge should be completely finished by this time next year. The general manager of the mall explained that the bridge will add a new segment of customers who come from the Huckleberry Trail. Virginians' gun sales are booming. Sales on Black Friday put Virginia on track to surpass the annual sales from last year. Last year's total was $432,387. This year's sales are already very close to that number. According to state police statistics reported on by the Richmond Times-Dispatch, there were 3,902 sales on Black Friday. This number is slightly larger than last year's. These numbers are retrieved from the number of background checks processed. Not all checks result in a sale, and some checks lead to multiple sales. Just 1% of these checks results in the denial of a sale. Newsweek magazine gets a second chance as a magazine that readers can physically flip through. The magazine was limited to its online edition after its last issue was printed at the end of 2012. The magazine had been in print for 80 years. Newsweek was still financially struggling after merging with the IAC Daily News website. A New York-based company, IBT Media, bought the Newsweek in August and hopes to have the magazine in print again by early next year. The company's plan is to generate most of the revenue from subscribers versus advertisers. The new company wants to focus more on originally reported stories instead of news recap. Now here's Connor Reel with all your Hokie sports news.
Thanks, Stephanie. In a developing story, Blacksburg Police Lieutenant Nathan O'Dell confirmed to WUVT's Ryan Durham that Hokie starting guard Andrew Miller was involved in an incident early this morning outside of Top of the Stairs in downtown Blacksburg. The incident involved an unidentified male subject who was unconscious when police arrived on the scene. O'Dell equated the incident as being, quote, sort of like the knockout game, end quote. The male subject was taken to the hospital and his status is unknown. O'Dell says no arrest was made and no charges have been filed yet, but police are still gathering information. Miller started all 11 of the Hokies games this season at right guard and was one of the team's permanent captains. Miller earned all ACC honorable mention accolades earlier this week. WUVT Sports will have more on this story as more details emerge. Onto the court now, where the Hokies defeated Winthrop last night, 81-63. Tech played the game without two of the team's leading scorers, as guards Adam Smith and Ben Emelagu did not play due to injury. But senior Jarrell Eddy propelled the Hokies in the game, scoring a career-high 34 points while shooting 13 of 18 from the floor. At one point during the first half, Eddy even went on a solo 17-3 run. Here's the Hokies' leading scorer on his performance.
Special. I've never had 30 points in, you know, a collegiate game, so it definitely ranks up there at the top, one of my best performances.
The Hokies' win last night was the sixth of their season. The team will travel to Miami this weekend for their ACC opener against the Hurricanes on Sunday. For more from last night's game, log on to wuvt.vt.edu/sports. The women's basketball team faces off against Indiana tonight in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The annual matchup of conferences sends the Hokies to Bloomington as they take on the Hoosiers in famed Assembly Hall. Tech is coming off a blowout win over Presbyterian, giving head coach Dennis Wolf his 300th win. Tech has never played Indiana in women's basketball, but is 7-15 all-time against teams from the Big Ten Conference. That's all for your WUVT Sports Update. I'm Connor Reel. Now here's Hans Von Ben Showtime with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Connor. It's been a beautiful day across the New River Valley with high temperatures around 60 degrees. Cloud cover will increase tonight with lows dropping down to 48. Clouds will hang around during the day on Thursday with shower chances increasing in the afternoon. This will be the warmest day of the week with high temperatures reaching 66 degrees. It will remain relatively mild Thursday night with low temperatures only dropping down to 55. Rain will become more widespread during the day on Friday with a high of 60. Looking ahead to the weekend, a front will stall out south of the area, allowing much colder air to move in. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs only getting into the lower 40s. The threat for wintry precipitation will increase during the overnight hours Saturday into Sunday, with the main concern being freezing rain. Temperatures will struggle to get above 32 during the day Sunday, possibly prolonging ice problems across the region. Keep an eye on the forecast if you have travel plans late weekend. That's all from the WVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Hans Van Ben Showtime. Back to you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Hans. Right now it's mostly clear in the New River Valley. It's 59 in Roanoke, 57 near Dublin and Pulaski, 63 in Marion, 63 near Bluefield, and it's 55 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Stephanie Morris.
There are simple steps you can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmissions. Using condoms greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy when used correctly. Condoms can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life. This hour of programming is brought to you by The Cellar Restaurant, located at 302 North Main Street in Blacksburg. The Cellar is open daily for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. and features live music weekly. The Cellar's sister six-pack store is attached to the restaurant. The Cellar can be contacted at 540-953-0651, or you can go to www.the-cellar.com. WUVT thanks The Cellar for their continued support. This is the Mystery Seeker Theme Show. I'm Commodore Ace Fever. There are simple steps you can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmissions. Using condoms greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy when used correctly. Condoms can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life.